Well, if you're a woman and you are that age where you're getting regular checkups for mammograms and all the things, this is an important message. This is a story of a dear friend of mine who just went through breast cancer treatment. And the reason why she caught it is because she went in for an MRI. It's kind of this news that's becoming more and more frequent. We hear about women under the age of 50 in their 40s who are being diagnosed, and they wouldn't have been diagnosed if it wasn't for asking for an MRI. So this is my dear friend, Dina, who's going to tell us her experience with this very thing. And I hope you enjoy this conversation and it gives you a little bit of insight and maybe could even save a life. Yeah, I'm so excited you're here, Dina, to talk about the things we're going to talk about today, which you might think, breast cancer, who wants to talk about that? But this is an amazing and an inspiring story, and we should all be talking more about breast cancer. So tell me, Dina, what can you kind of give me your journey and where you have been with everything?
First of all, thank you so much. I am always happy to be here with you, but I really do want to talk about this. I'm typically, as you know, kind of private,
yeah,
especially with stuff like this. I just feel like I want to talk about this one because it's really important. I was really lucky, as you know. You sent me a podcast about having dense breast tissue and that mammograms aren't enough.
Right.
And so that's where the story kind of started for me, was that you sent that, and it was right before my annual checkup with my doctor. And I mentioned in passing that I wanted to get an MRI because I do have really dense tissue. I've known this for a long time because I seem to be a problem when I go in for mammograms. It's always.
Yeah. Well, first of all, what the podcast was called, We Can Do Hard Things, and mm-hmm. It was, if anyone out there listens to that podcast, it's with Glennon Doyle and her sister Amanda, and then Abby Wambach, and her sister Amanda had this very same thing happen. So I went through my own journey with breast cancer a few years ago. Around that same time, you know, when you go through something like this, you're suddenly aware of everyone that gets diagnosed and who's getting diagnosed, and the famous people, of course, are always showing up in the news. And there was Olivia Munn, who's like, I don't know, 41, who had this very same thing, and then Amanda Doyle from We Can Do Hard Things had this to the T. She had dense breasts. She got an MRI, and then sure enough, they found something. So I think for me, listening to that podcast, even though I'm way beyond my own journey with things, but I just wanted all my girlfriends to know. Mm-hmm. So I sent it to our text chain, and you jumped right on it. So tell us about what that was like.
Yeah.
Did you go in thinking, were you nervous when
No.
you went in?
No, not at all. I thought I was checking a box. I asked my doctor if I could get an MRI since I have dense tissue. She said, yeah, sure, I'll order you one. It was very casual. My mom has always said, don't schedule big tests before the holidays, which is exactly what I did because I didn't think it was going to be a problem. I went in on December 15th, maybe December 10th, and then, you know, 15th, they did ask me to go back for a biopsy. The whole way through it, you know, just thought, okay, you know, I've had biopsies before that always came back negative, and just thought, you know, okay, we're just checking more things because of this MRI. And sure enough, it came back on December 17th that it was cancer. So I just had a mammogram. I am really good about having them regularly. I just had one in May. And my doctor said, yeah, let's just add in the MRI. Let's do that, you know, have it in, you know, January. She even recommended wait till January. I just grabbed the first one that was available. And who knows when the mammogram would have seen it.
When you say the words dense breasts, it doesn't mm-hmm. mean big breasts.
Mm-mm,
dense
no.
breasts is the actual tissue that comprises a breast. So about 40 to 50% of women aged 40 to 74 have dense breasts. Half of the population of women have dense breasts. Roughly 10% of those have extremely dense breasts.
There are degrees. I know I have extremely. That's the only thing I've ever seen on, because I know that Amanda talked about degrees. I think there are ratings
yeah.
of density, 1 through 4. So I'm sure I'm a 4. That might be why my doctor, you know, jumped so quickly to say, hey, yeah, let's go ahead and do the MRI. I thought this was interesting. The reason that mammograms aren't as effective for dense tissue is that mammograms are in grayscale. you know, they're black and white. It's, I kind of think of it as like static on a television. If you turn to a staticky channel, uh-huh. It just dense tissue shows up white. Cancer shows up white. And so if the density is so noisy and showing up white, you're not going to be able to see a tumor.
Right. And you had said you had gotten a mammogram. How many?
6 months earlier.
6 months earlier.
Okay. I got it in May. And I did have to have a biopsy, which was negative, but they didn't even see, that was in my other breast, they didn't even see the ones that the MRI caught.
Mm-hmm.
After the biopsy, they leave a marker.
But it stays behind,
right in the mass, so that when they, the next time they do some kind of scan and they see a suspicious mass and then they see the marker, they say, okay, we've already biopsied that. So they leave that behind. And then they send you in immediately to get a mammogram, to get an image of exactly where the marker is.
Mm-hmm.
And so when my surgeon showed me that mammogram relative to the MRI, you knew exactly where to look because of that marker for the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not, even when they knew exactly where to look on the mammogram, and wow, it was definitely there, you couldn't see it.
The survival rate has gone way up in breast cancer. It's a huge, amazing thing how many women can get this disease and end up living a long, healthy life. But you have to have all these things on your side, early detection. And that is really what has saved my life, and I believe has saved your life. Because you know, you had your health in mind and you were going to take on and go and be advocate for yourself. And did they say, are they recommending this more now for people? You know,
I don't think that doctors volunteer it. I don't think that, you know, no one had ever said, hey, you have dense tissue, you should be getting an MRI. Thankfully, I didn't get any pushback. I have had friends say that they have dense breasts and that they've asked for the MRI and they've gotten a no. And I don't know the reason for that. I was lucky that mine didn't give me a no. My surgeon, I mean, I wouldn't say her jaw dropped or anything, but she was really happy that I asked for and got the MRI.
Mm-hmm. And by saying no, you mean saying no, or just that insurance doesn't cover MRIs? Like, which one is it? Can you get an order for an MRI from somebody? Can you just go get an MRI if you want one? Or does your doctor have to order it? Do we know?
I mean, I think you can. It's pretty expensive. The no's that I've heard are just the doctor says, I don't think you need it. And so they don't order it. When these friends have gotten the no, or they've gotten a different version of, you know, hey, let's do the 3D mammogram and an ultrasound. And maybe that is sufficient as well. I just want to preface, obviously, I'm not a doctor, you know. Yeah. And so I think the big thing here is just, if you know you have dense tissue, and if you've had a mammogram, you probably know that you have dense tissue, because like I said, you're usually a problem. They usually say, ooh, it's hard to see. Let's do it again. They might call you back.
Yeah. And I'm curious what an MRI looks like versus, because I've never had an MRI on anything. What does it look like versus the mammogram? What are you seeing?
It's in color.
Oh, okay.
And the cancer shows up as this little blip of bright color.
Oh. What color was it?
Pink.
Pink. Are you kidding?
I'm not. At least that's what's in my head. I don't know. I don't have, you know, if she showed it to me, I don't think I have it anywhere in my charts. So I should go back to it and see. But I feel like it definitely saw pink.
Yeah. And it was tiny.
Yes.
Teeny tiny.
Thankfully.
Okay, so there's this thing now that they do. It's called the Breast Cancer Risk Assessment Test. And this is fairly new in the last few years, because people are getting diagnosed much earlier. So they most, if you don't know about it, you need to look it up, breast cancer risk assessment test, and you can go in and take a test online for yourself. And they're gonna ask you questions like, how old are you? How old were you when you, you know, started menstruation? How old were you when you stopped menstruation? Have you had children? How old were you when you had children? Do you have history? Do you have all these questions? And then they come up with a number of how high your risk is. This is one of those things where I think if you have a high breast cancer risk assessment score, you are automatically recommended to have an MRI. Dina did not have any of those, which is, again, it's like, I understand that they have to have these, you know, guardrails or systems in place because of, I don't know why, but it seems as though there's an energy behind dense breast means MRI for, which is why we're doing this podcast.
Exactly.
So we really want people to push for it, advocate for yourself. Don't take no for an answer.
Yeah.
Really is the thing.
You know, I know that treatment is really fantastic and it's come a long way, but if this tumor had gotten bigger, as you know, mammograms were trying to see it, at the very least, I would have had to endure more treatments. Mm-hmm. You know, I did have a double mastectomy, which is a big treatment.
Yes, I would say so. How are you feeling?
I'm good. It's 6 weeks. I'm almost at 6 weeks out from surgery, so I'm feeling really good.
You're amazing. She's amazing. Aww, everybody.
Thank
yeah.
you.
So strong.
I was told last week I do not need any further treatment. So I don't need chemo. I don't need hormone blockers, which I am obviously thrilled about to be done with this for now. You know, there's always that, you know, my recurrence rate is 8% in 10 years. So mm-hmm. I can handle that right now.
Yeah. You can live your life.
I like to say yes to things. I always have, but this has just been kind of a deeper connection to what I say yes to.
Yeah.
So kind of the same as what you were saying.
Yeah. It's a scary time. But man, there are some beautiful things that can come from it really puts everything in a different perspective. It's just kind of unavoidable.
And thank you again, because I really just want everybody to catch it early. If you're gonna, you know, if it's there, why not catch it early and make mm-hmm. it easier? If there's any information about my story that's helpful for somebody else, I want to shout it.
Yeah.
Thank
Yay.
You so much.
Yay. Woohoo.